much information about early Brimfield as possible. And so, we hope you'll share some of your recollections with us.
I'll do the best I can.
Speak up now.
What do you remember about the size of the town, your earliest memory?
Well, I would think it was around 600 or a little better.
And approximately what year would that be, do you know?
Oh, that's when I went to high school and when I was married.
What about the types of houses that were in the town then? Are there any differences that you can remember?
Oh, they were small, most of them. They were just two or three larger ones.
And what about the streets? What kind of streets were there?
Good dusty roads.
I remember that when I came in 36, the dust must have been 2 inches deep. And what about, were there sidewalks?
Wooden sidewalks.
All over town?
As far as I remember.
No brick?
Oh no, I don't remember any.
You remember they had a brickyard years ago, didn't they?
No, I don't remember that.
What kind of transportation did the people use?
It was horse and buggy. They used to race up and down that road where we lived on the corner, you know.
Oh.
Right, the cars raced while they had the races up and down there with the horse and buggies.
Well, you mean they actually competed?
Yes.
Oh, I thought this was just...
Just young folks uh-huh. racing their horses.
And were they scheduled races?
No.
Just like the car races.
Just for fun.
That's right.
I suppose then there had to be hitching posts all over the town to hitch up the horses?
Well, there were hitching posts downtown. I don't remember the ones around.
I noticed the old C.L. Dundon place has a place to tie a horse up in front of their house.
I see.
Where John Clark lives. There's a cement block.
Is that what that's for? Then I suppose there was a blacksmith, or maybe more than one in town.
I think there were, but I don't remember where.
Was there a bank when you first remember the town?
Oh yes, there was a bank.
And was it where it is now?
Yes, but it was a smaller addition. Mr. Dungan was in the bank, and Charlie Carson.
That would be Ralph's father.
Ralph's father.
And was it a brick building, or was it wood?
No, it was brick.
Now, this would be after the main part of the town was destroyed by fire, or not?
It must have been after, because I remember nothing about the fire.
What do you remember about the stores in town, the types of stores?
Oh, we had several grocery stores.
This would be when you were in high school?
Yes. There was a Hayward grocery store. That would be next to Arbor's hardware store. And Katie had a store, and Members had a store. It was Katie Brothers.
Oh, Members had a store when you were in high school then?
Yes.
Okay. It was Members Brothers, wasn't it?
Yes.
And Katie Brothers,
Katie too. Brothers on the corner. And Griggs and Travis down a little farther.
And it would be west of where...
West of Katie's.
Yes. West of the hardware store. You have a pharmacist in town when you were in high school? A druggist?
Yes. George Howard had a drug store, and it was located in the building next to Memmer's store.
Where Mr. Zern was. Would that
yes,
be the same
that's
place?
Right.
Were there any other types of stores that we don't have in Broomfield now?
Well, we had doctor's offices. We had two of those. One was in that building right north of Mammer's store.
That was the dentist office, wasn't it, or was it the doctor?
The doctor's office. The dentist office was in the building where Henry Ever lives.
But that wouldn't have been there when you were in high school, would it?
No, that building wasn't, but the doctor's office was there.
In their warehouse. What is now the warehouse?
Yes.
Well, now it's the ice cream cone place.
Yes, that's right.
And where was the other doctor's office?
It was... you know where Hamilton's house was?
Yes.
Well, it was that first building west of that Hamilton lot.
Well, that's where Dr. Roberts was when I came to town then in 36.
Well, Dr. Knapp and Farnham were in that office, and there was a Dr. Miller in the one over near where Henrietta lives. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that was the Dr. Miller that was the father of these...
Emmeline Miller.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about shoe cobblers, shoe repairmen? Weren't there a couple?
Yes.
Way back there?
It seems to me, I don't know where he had his office. I just don't know. I think in later years it was in the back of the... I believe it was back of the, where Henrietta is, but I could be wrong about that.
What about restaurants? Were there any?
Yes, we had Forney's Restaurant. It was on the south side of the square.
Where the tavern is, isn't it?
I think it must have been one of those buildings there.
Is that the only one?
No. They had one they called Bill George, and he had a restaurant on the north side of the square. Now, I don't know. It just seemed to me we went in off of the level to get to it. It might have been where Vale's Market is now, somewhere in there. Then at one time we had a moving picture theater there.
That's where the community building now is, isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
No, it was...
I thought Chichester Hall was
there. Chichester Hall was there, yes. And where the moving picture is, that's where we graduated from. Had our exercises.
And that was on the main street?
No, where the...
No,
that oh, where was, the community building is now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the... Oh, this William George had his... Oh, he had the first ice cream I think we ever tasted.
And that so was that, when you were in high school?
No, I think that was when I was smaller.
Oh.
That we had... He had that.
What about meat markets?
Well, you see, that came at a different time. Miller and Hayward had a meat market where the ice cream parlor is now.
You mean
that dairy?
Next
oh,
market.
The dairy.
Of course, at one time they had either two or three meat markets, didn't they? Long Arnold had one, and
Well,
Jim Murdoch,
later,
yeah,
it?
Later, yeah.
I don't remember about that.
They used to have a slaughterhouse years ago north of town, didn't they? Was that when you were in school?
I don't remember anything about it.
I remember them telling about it. Mm-hmm. And an ice house, where was the ice house?
I don't know where it was. I just don't remember.
I heard somebody say something about them making sorghum in town. Do you remember anything about it?
Al Harrod had a sorghum mill. You remember that?
No.
The east end of town? I just remember that. So it would go back farther than when I was a kid. Because it was old then. But it seems to me that there was a nice storage house.
North of town?
No. Back of Henrietta's. There was an old building back in there, wasn't there?
Could have been. I don't remember.
They used to cut ice on ponds off at Minnow Johnson. Not in my time.
Is that right? And then they stored it there, what, was sawdust?
Sawdust, yes.
I remember in my hometown they stored it that way. I just barely remember the old ice house there.
And what about schoolhouses?
Well, we had a school building in among the trees where we also had the old Sutler's picnic. It was two stories, and the high school had, I think it had a double room upstairs. And the 7th and 8th grade had the east half. The high school was on the west half.
And we had one. Just two rooms for the whole high school?
Oh, yes. We just had one teacher.
Oh, for the entire high school?
Yes.
Then he or she taught every subject, right?
Oh, yes.
About how many would be in school?
Oh, perhaps 12
in the
or
entire
15,
high school?
Yes.
That was a four-year high school?
Yes. And the superintendent I remember most was Claude Stone, who later became a Peoria postmaster.
And then he was a judge too, wasn't he?
No, not that I knew of.
I believe that.
He could have been.
Did he go to Congress?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what about the elementary school then? Did they have...
They were downstairs.
They were downstairs. That means they would have had, what, four rooms then?
I don't know whether they used three or four. I don't know. You see, they had sliding doors, and they went down.
Mm-hmm. So they would have had only three or four teachers probably in the grade school, too.
Yes.
So is there anything else you remember about the school? I suppose you had, did you have plays?
No, I don't believe so. I don't remember.
Or contests of any kind, like speaking, eloquence?
Oh, we must have had sort of little shows. I don't think this should be on the recorder.
Why not? Let's hear it.
Oh, cousin. Hal Cady, it was a Sleeping Beauty, and Hal Cady was the prince.
And you were the beauty, on Sleeping Beauty, probably.
So, I remember Dan McCoy and somebody else came in from Flinch Grove to see it, up there in the high school.
Well, they had the play in the high school building.
Mm-hmm. And when we graduated, we went to Chichester's Hall on the upstairs and graduate from there.
And I don't suppose they wore caps and gowns in that.
No.
At that time. Then, after graduation, I suppose most of the young people, what, went to work, got on the farms, or were they married, or what?
Went to way to school. Mm-hmm. Quite a few did. Quite a few just taught school right out of high school.
Now you went to Normal.
I went to Normal, yes.
And what kind of requirement was there for teaching then?
If you could pass the test, you were a teacher.
Whether you had college or not?
Yes.
And you did teach?
Yes, I taught.
How long did you teach?
2 years.
What was your salary? Do you mind telling?
Yes, it was $45 the first year, and then I got a raise, I got 50 the second
year. That's a month, you
A month, yes.
And what year was this?
Let me see. I think that was in 1907 and 1908.
And you taught, was it Frenchville School?
No, I taught the Burt School.
Burt School.
That was down toward Elmwood.
Near Coon Place, wasn't it?
Yes, it was right next to Coon.
Did you teach all 8th grades?
Oh, sure. One year we teach 7th, the next year we teach 8th.
Oh, and, but you had all of the other students. About how many students did you have in the school?
Oh, perhaps 15 or 20.
And I suppose the ages ranged from what? 6th to?
1st grade up to 8th grade.
Yes, but I've heard tell that sometimes in the 8th grade you might have students who were, pupils who were older than the teacher. Would this be
no,
true or not?
They were pretty near as old. You see, there was Harold Schisler and John Coster and Floyd Gutshaw. They were the older ones.
But none of them were older than you?
No, they weren't.
And how did the children get to school?
Walk, most
they always walk.
And I drove, and the horse was stabled down at people that lived on where the Coons lived. And
what?
The boys would hitch it up and bring it up and tie it. There was a fence around the schoolhouse.
What kind of janitor service did you have?
Well, I did it myself.
How about the heat?
We had a stove about the center of the room.
And what kind of lighting was it?
Well, we didn't have any except come through the windows.
And on a cloudy day, if it were dark, there was no...
It was just dark.
No light at all. Do you remember when electricity came to Brimfield? Was it before or after you were married, do you know?
Oh, it was before. Because I'm sure we had a bulb hanging down from the ceiling. That's when most of them were at first.
Mm-hmm. And what about telephone service?
We had it when I was a girl at home, because the folks had a Brimfield telephone and a country telephone, and they used to connect the services just free of charge for accommodation before they got in the regular system.
Were there any kind of clubs, societies that people belong to?
Not when I was a girl.
They didn't have the Woodman or Royal Neighbor for after.
Yes, they had those.
When you were a girl, were they?
When I was in high school, yes. The Royal Neighbors were quite active, and I guess the Woodmen were too.
I was thinking, I've heard stories about a bicycle club, and I wondered if you remembered anything about that.
I don't remember that, no.
That's probably before you lived in town.
I think it was.
You remember going bobsledding down Mulvaney's Hill? Across the old bridge, wooden bridge?
Yes, and I remember, well, that was after we were married, the bunch of us that went to so many things. We took a bobsled up to Alec McDonald's up that road.
North of town where Ricky lived.
Oh.
We came home in the wee hours of the morning, and of course they boys had to get smart and drive up on the snowbanks beside the road that we didn't upset. But
how did you keep warm? You said you used buggies. Did you have anything other than robes to keep warm?
Just some folks had what they call fur lap robes, like the old-fashioned fur coat, you know. I don't know what it was made of.
Did you ever use bricks for heaters when you were small?
When we were small, yes. We used to have those in the bed to keep our feet warm at night. I used to go upstairs to bed and I just didn't like to lie down. Our room was exposed on the north and the west and the south sides, and it did get cold. There was no heat, you know.
Did you have feather beds?
Well, perhaps we did, because we had a feather bed when we were married.
They're supposed to be warm, aren't they? Well, what do you remember about the churches in Grandfield? Were there always, in your memory, were there always a number of them?
They had a a Baptist church and a Presbyterian church and a Congregational church and a Methodist church. Now, I think the Presbyterian church, I'm not sure about this, whether it was in a building on the main street that Mr. Nykirk, after they disbanded, he had a
implement and hardware. Didn't they, that was where the corner where the church was, and was that the building that they hauled the lumber down from Chicago?
By, it could have been, I don't
by
know.
By horses? Now, what about a Catholic church?
Oh, there was a Catholic church there, too.
An Episcopal, of course.
I don't remember.
Of course, that Bishop Chase, you see. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And the Lutheran church, it was out east of town, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
There by Cross and Lead Hazelbacker?
Oh, where the cemetery is now?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think there was an old church there, fairly old.
Maud Klingett could tell you about that. Mm-hmm. She lives in the Geyer home.
Were there many stone houses around other than Aunt Mary's?
No. Mm-mm.
Was that stone quarried here?
I don't know where that stone came from, did you?
No, I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. There was one that was lived in Yoakum. Mr. and Mrs. Yoakum.
Where George Tenry lives.
Yes.
There was a stone house there, I remember.
Oh, is that right? Was the railroad in town when you first remember?
Yes.
There was quite a lot of passenger service, wasn't there?
I think there was, yes.
To where?
To Elmwood and Wyoming. Of course, to Elmwood and Oak Hill in the Peoria.
Oh.
They used to come up
Elmwood. They changed trains then in Elmwood to go to Peoria, right? There was no bus service of any kind from Peoria to Brimfield?
Not till later years. By time there was. They used to have come up from Elmwood for the ball game with terrific crowds just before my day.
Yes, don't you remember Willis Smith coming up to the ball game getting mad?
And for old settlers' time, they used to run a special train out from Peoria.
From
Peoria for old settlers. Do you remember that?
Very faintly.
I've heard Dad talk about that. They had coal mine,
yes,
east of town, and they had a railroad track going out to the coal mine.
From the other railroad track?
Yeah, from the railroad station, mm-hmm. The depot. I remember Dad talking about that.
Do you remember when there was a coal mine up in the north part of town, what used to be Mr. Tully's?
I don't remember that, but I know there was one up there.
Do you remember anything about any special kind of community celebrations? There was Old Settlers, but were there any other type?
Not until after the community building was built. Then we used to have, on Memorial Day, they'd always have a big evening meal. I never will forget the pies spread out on the long tables.
Of course, after the community building was built, they used to have Community Week.
Yes.
And have activity all week long to raise money to keep the building going.
Who organized the different activities?
I don't know who did. I had committees for it to raise money to keep the community building going. They'd have all week long. They'd have big dances. They'd have minstrel shows and other plays, hometown plays.
Owen Kelly and Dean Johnson were two that were very active in the getting the community building built. Of course, there were others, but those were the two I remember most clearly.
When did the hard road come through Greenfield?
Oh, I couldn't tell you the year.
I was thinking it was either 27 or 28.
But you know, your father worked so hard to get them to come to the center of town, and he used all the pressure he could to get them to pave it clear to the sidewalk instead of leaving a strip of dirt on each side.
Lucky for us.
That's what they wanted to do. He got them.
Was that right?
I read you the letter about Representing Shoals getting the governor or highway department to make a 20 feet drop wide to the cemetery.
Yes.
That's in Dad's letter file. But then they paved out clear to the sidewalk later. You remember when it was mud road from Chamberlain's Corner in the town? And they brought them in for a basketball tournament with the township tractor buying two wagons?
Ahead of two wagons.
No,
they pulled them.
The tractor was ahead. They pulled the two wagons. They made trips out there and brought them in. They drive their cars out to Chamberlain's Corner where it was paved and then get on this tractor-drawn wagons and ride to town.
Speaking of cars, were you married?
I think that it was after we were married.
Do you remember anything about whether people were excited about this new vehicle or not?
Oh, everybody wanted a Model T.
Who was the first owner of a car in Brimfield?
I don't know. Whether it was Mr. Memler, I just don't remember. He had Studebakers always. And your father went to Michigan to bring down a Buick for Mr. Pulsifer. It was one of the first Buicks there. But that was in later years.
What kind of entertainment did the young people have? What did you do for fun when you were a girl, I mean?
I just don't know what we did. I just don't remember.
Did you go to box suppers at school when you were young?
Yes, I did.
Did you tip off your boyfriend whose box was who?
No.
I'll bet. Somehow I expect he knew. Remember any kind of special games that were or contests that kids played at school, maybe on the playground, that might might be different than we do.
No.
I suppose they've always played ball, baseball.
Did they have a basketball team when you were in high school?
No. There weren't enough boys.
I know later, after Rue Savage and that bunch, they had a ball team. What about Jubilee College? Did you ever go over there?
Yes.
When there was a school there?
Yes, we did. Because we had a girls' basketball team that...
Did you have any special kind of costume that you wore?
Well, it just seems to me they wore bloomers and...
Mini blouse?
Yes,
so, yes. That's what I remember my mother wearing, black bloomers.
Yes.
Mini blouse for sports. Anything else about school?
And when we graduated, we had to make the speeches. They didn't have a speaker.
Did you have a valedictorian and a salutatorian? Mm-hmm. You wrote your own speeches then?
Oh, sure. It must have been wonderful.
Have the people in Brimfield always been helpful when some of their neighbors or others in the community were in distress?
Very helpful, yes. They worked.
Seem to be now.
And the churches worked together. I always thought that was partly due to building of the community building, because they all entered into that, and they all entered into those entertainments that they had there. The different religions where the people were brought together.
How about barber shops? When you first remember, they had barbershops for men, I suppose, but
yes.
The ladies didn't go to
a
hairdresser. Was there a millinery shop when you were in high school?
It was located on the corner where John Dundon's big building is.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a little shop there. There's a man and a woman. Ran it.
Did they make the hats or were they brought in?
I think they made them.
Had they made to order? Did the ladies
My grandmother used to go up. She wore, and get her, she wore a bonnet with tied under her chin, you know, and it had to be just so. So she went up to Phi Kellogg's and got it.
Were there any dress shops in town?
No.
Did the ladies have their dresses made, or did they make them themselves?
Oh, wait a minute. There was a woman that lived up in the house where, across from George Tenery's, when it was on the corner. I can't think of the Miller girl. No, not the
Miller. Cecil
Miller.
Yes.
Lenore, Sandra.
That was, she was a maiden lady, a Miss Maxwell. And then there was another woman, I don't remember her name. She used to go around to the different homes to sew.
Did they get their yard goods in town, or did they have to go to Peoria or something?
I don't know. I think most likely we go to Peoria.
Her mail order house.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I see.
Montgomery and Sears were in business then.
Mm-hmm. Did the people help each other during thrashing season? Was this a big time for...
Oh, yes. When I was a girl on the farm, they helped each other, and they gave, most of them gave the men dinner and supper. Of course, there was an old story about one woman in French Grove. She made ice cream for them, but she charged the threshers for it.
Okay, her coffee in there. Big letdown. And when they farmed, when you were a girl, did your dad farm with horses?
Yes.
Did he, while you were still at home, have a tractor?
No.
I don't know what time, what year tractors came in.
It was quite some time after that, because after my brother was married, he was farming with horses.
I've heard that somebody in the Brimfield area invented a plow.
I wouldn't know about that.
This would be before your... Yeah.
The thing that always seemed sort of remarkable to me was the fact that at one time we had doctors and dentists and so many grocery stores.
Now we have one grocery store, no doctors, no dentists.
That's right.
One time we had two blacksmith shops, two cobblers, a drugstore. Now we have nothing.
That's the communities of that way.
I wouldn't say nothing, but...
Well, I mean, compared to what it used to be.
Well, I think that's generally true. Larger, we're drawn to the larger places, like self-sustaining as we once were.
Did the farmers used to get together and butcher, or did they butcher individually?
Individually.
Yeah, I wondered about that. But most farmers butchered their own meat, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
And cured their bacon and ham.
And I suppose their houses, they had built, they didn't build them themselves, did they?
Oh, I think they must have had them built, mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought these house raisings like we hear about wouldn't be within your...
No. Yes, there was a man, a teenager. Mr. Miller was there when it came to building the community building. And before that, just slipped my mind, the man that was there and built Luke Cady's house, and whether the same one built them two member houses, I don't know.
Luke Cady's house, now where is this?
That's where we lived.
Oh.
That was Alice's father. Mm-hmm. I wonder what his name was. He went west after that.
Do you remember about the bank, the holdup of the bank?
Yes, I remember it vaguely.
Is there anything interesting
about that? Oh, yes,
they
chased the robber. Owen Kelly was one of those.
Was there an alarm? Is that how they found out that the bank was being robbed?
I don't know. I think they did have an alarm.
Yes, they had an alarm on the front of the building.
Oh. Was that when you didn't remember?
Not too long ago.
Oh, I didn't know when it
happened. My, wouldn't your father have loved to tell you about it?
Yes.
He could remember so much more than I do.
But we should have been alert enough to have had him tell us if that's something about. Yeah, I think it's not very difficult.
Didn't Henrietta write a history of Linfield?
Yes, it's very interesting. And that's where I've heard of some of these things, but then they would date back before your memory. At least I don't suppose you remember about a contest she spoke of between Elmwood and Brimfield men. Rabbit hunting or some kind, I can't just recall, but some kind of a contest they had.
Never heard of it.
Well, that was probably back in the early 1800s, middle 1800s.
This is a conversation between Lorena R. Clark, Velma A. Clark, and Frank W. Clark on May 18, 1975 at the Apostolic Christian Home in Peoria.